everyone. My name is Ria Carroll and I'm the owner of one of the UK's most popular prom shops, Riri's. We've been around for 10 years. We're in Billericay in Essex and we are all things prom and bridal. Actually, we do have a bridal shop too. And we are here bringing you the world's first ever prom podcast. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Riri's Promcast. I am Ria Carroll and I'm the owner of Riri's Prom and Outlet. Today we've got a very special guest, so can you help me welcome Lois Mia to our Promcast? Hello, Lois.
Hi. It's like you want a really big round of applause and then yeah. There's just a few of us in the room. Yay!
So, Lois, I need to know about how we met, how you've come into my life, and about your journey on your success.
Yeah, so, God, I met you when I was prom shopping for myself in 2018. So,
Jesus,
it's like light years ago.
Yes.
Came here prom shopping. It was the only place that I went prom shopping. And I wasn't looking forward to prom, I can't lie, because at the time I had really bad acne. And I was really insecure in school. I was quite quiet and I wasn't really the dressy up kind of girl. And then I came here and obviously talked to you and you really made me feel comfortable. And I had really bad acne, like all down my arms, across my chest, across my back. And at the time, I was just about to go on to medication for it. So we didn't know if it'd be cleared up in time for prom or not. And you was like, well, there's different options for if it is clear, you can go for this. If not, we've got stuff that will cover you. We've got sleeves. We've got loads of different kind of dresses. It wasn't just the same dress in different colours. And that was really nice. And it was really fun. And it was different to feel like a princess and actually for once look at myself and think I actually looked really pretty. And we took the risk. We went for a dress that actually showed my skin because you made me feel that confident as I was leaving. And then luckily my skin did clear up. But you know what? It doesn't matter if you've got clear skin or not. Like all that you made me see was the dress is just a dress. It's about who is in it. And I will never forget, like that was a big confidence boost at the time. And then obviously I then recommended Riri's to everyone else because I enjoyed my experience. And then about 3 years on, I then came to work here in Riri's, helping other young girls try their dresses on and other girls who might have been in the same position as me or maybe weren't as confident or were self-conscious. And it was nice for me to give something back. And that is a huge thing that Ria stresses on here of whoever she has working in the team has to make sure that they can help and they are approachable and they are kind and they do make whoever is trying the dress on see the bigger picture like you helped me.
And are not pushy.
And at the end of the day, whether a dress is bought or not, it's a bonus for the girl and for us business-wise. But your main concern is you want people to feel the best that they can. And I found that that was in a Riri's dress, so you might find that as well.
Great plug, though. Thank you.
Yeah. And then...
So just going back, because you said that you felt like a princess when you tried on your dresses here.
Yeah.
And then you've kind of like become a real-life princess.
Yeah. Now. So I wasn't a dressy person. I was as a kid, and then I went through secondary school, and I wouldn't get dressed up. I wouldn't do makeup. I was just very much trying to hide myself all the time under my hair. And then I came here and I remember you putting me in a dress and holding my hair back and giving me handbags and bracelets to like play about with and shoes. And I ended up leaving with a lot. I bought a bag, I bought a bracelet, I bought a dress, I bought shoes. And I didn't even think that I was even going to want to buy a dress.
I literally left with the whole... No, it was just you.
It was just you. And it was in the old shop. It was in the smaller shop at the time, which is now your bridal store. And I just remember leaving and
River's Bridal.
Yeah. And it just like, I don't know, it made me feel really confident. And then I think I then bought like makeup because obviously I was going to be going to prom and I hadn't really worn makeup before. And I started learning and I ended up doing my own makeup. And then since doing my prom makeup, that then started me on a journey of where I am now. And I do social media content creation full time. Mm-hmm. And that is... makeup and beauty. It is also cosplay, so like dressing up to the fullest. And when I met you, I wouldn't wear anything other than like a tracksuit. Yeah. So, and then also I come here every now and then to use dresses from re-rees for events that I get invited to. So with my content creation work, I often get invited to movie premieres or red carpets, and obviously I need to be dressed up. And I only own, yeah, and I only own like Disney costumes. So I don't think that's quite the vibe. So there's been a few times where I've come here, and even if it's like a few hours before the event, I've come in and you've just helped me try things on.
I've got a few of your bras here and some trousers. She's like turns up all glam.
Probably.
She like picks a dress and then she has a cab outside and she just like put something on. I was like, can I take this one?
I'm going
like,
to the ball.
Yeah, okay, bye. And then a few days later, I'm like, what whose bra is this?
That would make sense.
And then I put it in our staff WhatsApp group. Anyone's bra, trousers, trainers, and Lois is like, oh, yeah, that's mine, sorry. So
that would make sense.
I think
sense.
Actually you kind of like hit your success with your TikTok and your Instagram with all of your cosplay and your princesses. And then I think we started lending you dresses to do your
own
videos.
Content as well.
And then that's when I was like, hey, you live down the road. Do you want to come work for me?
Yeah.
So I think
it
was kind of that way around.
Yeah.
And then actually Lois is amazing with social media and TikTok and all of that. So then I was like, how about you come and help me do my TikTok? Because I'm rubbish.
And then I come in and I'm then not the one in the dress. I'm the one behind the camera.
Lois, literally, I say, right, can you make me some videos in the day? And I thought we'd get like 3 or 4. And then at the end of the day on my TikTok, I was
like, there's 60, like, 50 odd different videos.
Yeah, and she just basically like got people like, can you be over there? Can you? We've got like 10 girls trying on dresses. And at the end of the day, I'm like, wow, I've got loads of content I can post for ages. I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah,
so
we just get it all done in one day. And
you smash it.
It's always fun. And yeah, just good vibes. Good vibes here, fun trying on different stuff, playing dress up, and then, yeah.
That's basically my life, really, is just trying on dresses and dicking about. Yeah. So let's talk about the dresses. Have you got some favourite things that you've worn from here before?
Yes, I do. I think this was one of the first ones I borrowed from you, and this was when I first started modelling, and I was working with an amazing photographer called Adam Brazier, which a lot of young girls will know because he's like hot on the scene right now. Yeah, he's great, but credit to him if this photo's being shown. So this is Adam Brazier. And this was when I was starting modelling and we
got lovely lines.
Yeah, we wanted the biggest dress we could get because we were going for Christmassy vibe, but
that dress is actually, it's quite an expensive dress, but it's now in the outlet, literally there. You can see. So someone could potentially come and buy that dress as well.
Yeah, so that was the first one. I loved that one. But that one was not fun to try and get in a tiny suitcase and lug it up to London.
Yeah, you did pick one of the biggest dresses.
Yeah.
Lois also went to the Barbie premiere as well, which was totes jealous about.
I did. So I got a tooth gem. I went on a yacht. I didn't even wake up. I was very drunk when I got that tooth gem. And then I looked at it in the cab home and I was like, I hate this. And I got home that night and I dented it off myself. And apparently they last up to 3 years, and to get them off, you have to go to the dentist to get them
off. 3 years?
Yeah. But yeah.
I think I'd feel like I've got a bit of food stuck to my tooth.
It was not the
and
vibe.
That's like the most irritating.
Not for Disney princess content. It was like Chav Elsa had arrived. So this is the most recent dress I borrowed. This is for the new Damsel film. Pink vibe.
You look hot stuff in that.
Another one for Rebel Moon, another Netflix red carpet. I think this is my favourite one. And I actually even made like a little pop vinyl of me in this dress. I don't know if you've seen it.
Well,
I'll have to send it to you, but it's like it was a trend for like New Year, your favourite things of the year. And I made a little pop vinyl of me in that. Another one was at the Olivier Awards. This one's a really nice one.
That's our most popular prom dress as well, our Naya dress.
I really like that one.
Lucy's
really
over
comfy.
There. She's like, that's my favourite dress.
Yeah, it's really comfy. And the thing is as well, I love about your dresses, I'm quite tall and they're all made like to be extra long to be taken up. So it means I don't actually have to do anything. They just fit me perfectly.
I get away with that as well. Put on a little heel and I'm good to go.
Yeah. And then I think one of my favourite ones that you actually posted on your page. Yeah. So me and my best friend, Hannah, she's a really great fantasy photographer. And we picked out like a princessy dress for a day. We went to a field with Wex Photography and we set up loads of clouds. And she just shot me amongst loads of smoke bombs, which don't stain dresses before you have a heart attack. And yeah, I think that's the best image I've actually got for you, but that's because it's more creative.
I remember you showing it, and I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, but Yeah, no, I love coming here. It's so much fun. And it's just like, it's nice that every time I come, I choose something completely different. I try and not.
You're so lucky you actually have places to wear them. Like,
yeah, for real.
I get to wear them maybe once a year on a cruise because my family love a cruise. So we go on a cruise every year. And you always get one, like, formal night.
Yeah.
Except I take seven. So I wear, like, a formal dress every night. But I always get, like, the comments. You can hear people as they walk past, like, oh. Does she know it's not formal night every night? I'm
like, oh. You're just like, well, I only have once.
I don't get to wear them very often, yeah. So, you know, I'm going to wear it, you know. Can never be too dressed up, I say.
No, there's no such thing. And I used to feel like there was a thing of that. And I used to go to the same events and I used to go in just what I owned, which is fine. But then I learned that when I did go presented like this, my networking went through the roof. Like, so many big people wanted to talk to me because I stood out.
Yeah.
And I looked professional. And then I felt good as well. And I felt more confident when I was trying to network and meet casting directors or meet, you know, editors or other people that work in the same field as me. Like, it made me feel like I was more of a confident speaker because I didn't feel insecure about how I looked because I knew,
yeah,
I looked
absolutely
good.
And actually, it works well for us as well. You know, obviously, we are a dress shop and yeah, we sell mainly to prom girls, is our biggest audience. But we do sell to lots of different people.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
do work with influencers. We do work with, you know, the TOWIE girls, Love Island girls. We actually did, which I'm quite proud of, Frankie Bridges' wedding, bridesmaids' dresses for her wedding as well.
Okay.
So over the years, we've supplied dresses for, you know, lots of
quite
different...
Quite a collection,
a collection of celebrities and influencers. And, you know, we sell dresses to people who are going on cruises. So, yeah, it's nice that we are not just a prom shop, although we are known for prom.
At 16, 15, it's awkward. You're at a really awkward, insecure age. No matter how much you think someone in your school isn't, they probably feel very insecure themselves. But coming here, you know, you're looking for what you like. You don't need to worry about, oh, my friend's wearing red, so I can't wear red. You need to come and pick what you like, what you feel comfortable in.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I did have that. I did have a friendship group that was like, well, I'm wearing red, so you can't wear red. And I was so in my head about that. And when I worked here on sales, you'd have girls that would be, oh, I can't pick, I love this dress, but I can't pick it because my friend has said that she's got a red dress and blah, 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 blah. You guys really vocalise at the end of the day, like, you are spending the money for you. You're the one that's going to be wearing it. It's going to be in your wardrobe forever. It doesn't matter about your friends. You might not even have them friends after school. So you need to come and do what you want to do. No shade, but shade.
Don't listen to your shitty friends because you're not going to be friends with them in a few years.
Yeah, well, but no, just like you guys made it a very individual experience rather than, you know, making it a business sales pitch of pushing any old dress onto me.
I always say that if you're not sure, go away, think about it. We're not pushy here. There's no pressure to buy your dress. We just want you to make sure wherever you buy your dress from, that you love your dress.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think as a business, there is enough business to go around. There's prom shops here, there and everywhere now. But, you know, you don't need to push a dress on someone.
No.
A dress will pick you. When you know it's the right dress, you're like, yeah, that's the one for me.
And that's why I only came here. I was, one because I didn't want to get overwhelmed with too many different choices. But I came here, I saw a dress that I liked. I felt comfortable in it. Exactly. You reassured me of whether your skin's good or it's bad or whatever, like, if you like wearing the dress, get the dress. I just think, at least come, give it a try.
Absolutely.
Enjoy it. I mean, it's a nice, fun experience.
If
it's something
else,
different
it's an
anyway.
Hour and 15 yeah, to try on lovely dresses and
play about.
There's no pressure if you don't find the one.
Yeah. And I like as well that you guys here, I don't know if you offered it when I actually came to get my dress, but I remember from actually working here, like being the dress lady. is that the word? I don't know.
Dress lady,
I don't know
then.
What it's called.
I think I must be a
no,
dress
you're
lady
the dress,
if you were.
You're the dress queen.
Oh,
you're the dress boss.
Okay, fine.
But I was just a dress peasant. No, but when I was here working and helping other girls pick their stuff, I really like that you also offer like twin bookings so you can come with your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So then if there is dramas of...
Just one friend, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, one
just
friend.
One.
But
not an entourage, because that never works.
Yeah, but I think I really liked doing those bookings because you would see the whole conversation of I'm going for red, you're going for blue. You'd see both of them throw that out the window because they found something else they really like.
Absolutely.
Or they might even pick like the same dress but in different colours, and that's allowed because they've both agreed that mm-hmm. they want to do that. Like, I don't know, like yeah. so many little dramas that you worry about, and then you see them bring the situation together and it just gets dealt with in front of you, and there is no stress, there's no drama.
We do the twin appointment, and we do the BFF appointment, so obviously if you're a twin you'll be there with your sister, but the reason we only do the two girls is because it's a really good dynamic mm. but as soon as you throw a third in, there's always someone who gets left out, doesn't get a dress, feels like the other two are getting more attention. Or in three, there's always two that fall in love with the same dress. Every time I've ever done a three-person appointment, it's been a nightmare.
Yeah.
And what it ends up being is, oh, I want to try that. Well, I want to try that. And there's just like a different energy with three girls. Whereas with two girls, it's still quite intimate. It's still quite personal.
But chilled.
And the only thing, if we're talking about BFF appointments, is that you must always come with your own mum or your own guardian. We don't let you come with your friend and then your friend's daughter. Because we think if your mum or own guardian can't make the day to come, you know, it's just about a jolly about you trying on dresses. And it shouldn't be. It should be about you finding a prom dress. And I think it's really important to come with your own adult so that you can enjoy your prom dress shopping experience together.
Yeah.
And actually, just to add to that, even if you are shopping with us and you're not coming with your friend or your twin sister, you do have to bring your mum or a guardian. We don't let any girls come in and try on dresses without a parent there. You know, they're expensive dresses. It isn't just a dress up. And that's actually part of the reason we do charge the £10, is because going back 3 or 4 years before we charged it, we used to just find we'd have hordes and hordes of people coming to try on dresses. And we'd say, oh, what's your event? Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just trying on dresses for fun. And I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, one, you're trying on the dresses, which are expensive and can get damaged. The more you put them on, take them off, the more damage they get. My staff member's serving you for an hour knowing that we're not going to sell a dress. And, you know, politely, like, we are a business. We're a small business and we're here to sell dresses. So, you know, we actually put the £10 in, which is what you'll pay for your appointment. If you buy on the day, you get that off your dress anyway. But that £10 just stopped all of the people coming
in. All the dramas,
yeah. I very rarely ask anyone and say, like, where are you going for your event if it's not a prom? And they go, oh, I'm not going anywhere. I just thought I'd try on dresses for fun. I don't hear that anymore, which is wonderful. And we have also had it before where girls have come without their mum, with their dad's credit card, bought a dress, gone home, mum and dad haven't liked it. And then the mum and dad have said, I don't want this dress. Can I bring it back? And that's another reason why we stick to it.
It's a lot of
being
ag.
All on the day yeah. with your relatives.
It's also nicer as well, because it's yeah. nice to
I think buying your prom dress isn't just about prom. And I think that's with Riri's and like my ethos. I want to make Riri's an experience. I want to make your prom dress shopping time something to remember. So it's not just about your prom day. You know, I know I can't compete with your prom day, but I'd really like for your time with us to be part of that. So when you look back, you go, oh my God, do you remember when we went prom dress shopping? Not just, oh my God, do you remember prom?
Yeah.
And if you're there with your relatives, with your loved ones, then it makes it more special. It's something you can think of, you know, many, many moons in the future when they're not around. You say that's something you did with your loved ones.
When you come from dress shopping, and then when you come back for wedding dress shopping, you can be like, oh.
And you know what? It's done that. So weird, yeah. Because we've actually served quite a lot of brides wedding dresses, haven't we, Lucy?
Yeah.
So yeah, we've had quite a lot. Yeah, I haven't served anyone. But yeah, we do get a lot of girls coming and say, how do you hear about us? And this is for bridal, and they're like, oh, we actually got our prom dress from you 7 years ago and we're now getting married. So it's really nice because we see the prom girls and then a few years later we see their younger sisters, and then the older ones come and get married and come to the bridal, and you know, it's nice.
You have to do another podcast in a few years time and you'll have to look back at the people that you've interviewed on this sofa and see if you've served them in bridal yet.
Okay. Oh, is that a hint?
Maybe. Maybe.
How's your love life?
It's actually going well for once. I feel like every time I see you two, it's absolutely down the toilet. But
mine's generally always down the toilet. Anyone?
Just do a Disney princess call. They'll come flying in.
Yeah, maybe I should just start dressing as princesses all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll try that.
But it's going good for you.
Yes.
Good, great. I'm really happy for you.
This is taking a turn. This is
Don't
like...
you do dressing up together?
We do. We go
that
to
sounds
Comic-Con.
Really weird.
That does sound weird. Oh, Rhea.
Sorry, not that kind of dressing up. I mean, you might do, but...
Well, no,
you
sometimes
do Cosmo play?
Cosmo. Cosmo's play. Cosplay. That is a good
Yeah, it's not. Cosmo play.
Cosplay. Cosplay. I can't even say it now. Comic-Con. But for real though, that is an actual other topic you've reminded me of. When I go to events, he will dress up with me. So he will wear a suit and he'll get a tie to match whatever dress I pick
from you.
That's
when you know you've got a keeper.
Yeah. And it could be like 2 hours before we're going and he's like on the phone to me like, what colour did you pick? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm still deciding. I don't know. And he's literally there like trying to buy a tie like 2 hours before we're meant to be in London.
Oh, well, I hope we can come back to this one day. And in a few years when this podcast is worldwide successful and I'll interview and we can talk about the wedding dress that you wore.
I already know what dress I want.
I know.
Oh.
She knows what when I went, and it was ironically.
They say that when they start trying it, it was out the window.
It was actually at TPS.
What's
you
that?
You let us borrow it for TPS. It's like the white one with the flowers, like pink and purpley little flowers, and it has a little slit here.
No.
That's what I want. Yeah, the Lucy
and
knows.
I was like, why bought that? And then you were like, it's lovely, I
swear. And I do like, that a lot.
What were the
That's
shows?
What I want.
Sorry, just rejiggling because that was my...
But yes, anyway, we've gone so off topic, I'm so sorry.
That's
but
okay.
Yeah.
It's been lovely having you. I've had a lovely time you being here and reminiscing about our history together. And I wish you all the very best in the future.
Thank you. I'm excited to watch the rest of the podcast and see what else you've been chatting about and what I decide to wear next to the next event or outing.
I look forward to all the pictures you will supply for my social media. Thank you guys for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.